This is VOA News, Tommy McNeil. Despite mounting criticism, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended his intention to launch a military ground operation in Rafah. That's the border town currently sheltering more than a million Palestinians who say they have nowhere else to go. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has that story.
A few days after U.S. President Joe Biden described the military response in the Gaza Strip as, quote, over the top, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared on ABC's This Week show and reminded the world about the Hamas terrorist attack that killed 1,200 people and turned 240 into hostages.
We were attacked, unprovoked attack, murderous attack on October 7th. The worst attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust. And let me tell you, I think we've responded in a way that goes after the terrorists and tries to minimize the civilian population in which the terrorists embed themselves and use them as human shields.
More than 28,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed in the war, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's war on Hamas hits the West Bank economy, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
In response to the October 7 Hamas attack that triggered the war, Israel severed economic ties with the West Bank, barring thousands of Palestinian workers from entering the country. In the past 4 months, many businesses there shut down or scaled back operations, leaving Palestinians struggling to afford food as their savings decline. Israeli officials said that Gaza workers won't be allowed back into Israel, but there are reports suggesting they might consider allowing West Bank workers who are over 45 to return. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.